Welcome to the Online Therapist, where we examine the part of your brain that sees a red flag and thinks, that's charming, actually.
Dr. Nicholas Jenner's recent posts map the full arc of early relationships, how the honeymoon phase can cloud judgment, why red flags get missed, and what it actually takes to pace a relationship well.
So, eyes open wider than your heart. Let's start with the honeymoon period and what it hides.
The central tension here is that the honeymoon phase doesn't just feel good, it actively narrows what we're willing to see, and codependents in particular get pulled in by the adulation a new partner offers before they've looked clearly at who that person actually is.
The post puts it plainly. At the end of a difficult relationship, people often say, "He told me who he was at the very beginning, but I just didn't listen."
That's the real cost. The signals were present. Lack of communication, controlling behavior, a secretive past, friends who raised concerns, and they registered somewhere. But the pull toward connection overrode them.
And the companion piece on chemistry makes the structural argument. Chemistry is immediate and intoxicating, but compatibility is slower, revealed through ordinary life and the conversations neither person wants to have.
Right. Feeling certain you've met the right person is not the same as knowing it. The post is careful on that distinction. The honeymoon phase makes those two things feel identical, which is exactly when the red flags get filed under quirky.
So enjoy it, just don't let it do your due diligence for you.
That's the through line into pacing. If the phase itself is the problem, the answer is time. The question pacing posts are really asking is, given that your brain is chemically compromised during early love, what's the responsible move?
The post on taking it slow lays out the neurochemistry bluntly. Dopamine and norepinephrine spike, serotonin dips in patterns resembling obsessive-compulsive disorder, and the prefrontal cortex, the part responsible for critical judgment, goes quiet.
So the upshot is that the very faculties you need to evaluate a partner are the ones the honeymoon period suppresses. The post draws on Aaron, Bartels and Zeki, and Helen Fisher's work to make that case. This isn't a character flaw. It's a documented neurological state.
Which explains why the clinical advice, enjoy the time, look for red flags, don't commit too early, gets ignored until the phase is already over.
And that's where the relationship stages post becomes useful. It maps what comes after. The return to socializing, the friction as differences surface, the communication breakdowns that arrive with shared responsibility. Each stage asks something different of the couple.
Stages that, it turns out, a lot of couples never saw coming because they made binding decisions while the prefrontal cortex was on holiday.
The post on relationship stages frames those later phases as navigable, but only if the foundation wasn't built entirely on honeymoon phase certainty. Communication, trust, compromise, those qualities are built over time, not front-loaded in the first 3 months.
Short version? The butterflies fading isn't a warning sign. It's the starting pistol for the actual relationship.
The through line across all of this is time. As the thing that reveals compatibility, exposes real behavior, and builds the trust that early chemistry can only simulate.
Next time, whatever comes after the starting pistol fires, which apparently is where the real work begins.